As the school year gets underway across the country, many of the students are new, not just to the schools, but to the United States. The Obama administration says so far this year, it's processed nearly 40,000 unaccompanied children from Central America. Now, school districts are scrambling to welcome the children and assess their educational needs. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
With more than 60,000 students, Miami-Dade County is one of the nation's largest school districts and one with a long history of educating newcomers to the U.S.
Everybody, I am a teacher.
I am a teacher.
We are students.
We are students.
It's the second week of school at Miami Jackson Senior High School, and for some of the students, their first lessons in English. This is teacher Armando Guzman's first-level English for Speakers of Other Languages, or ESOL class. It's one of six new ESOL classes added this year. Next door, there's another level one class, so new that it doesn't yet have a permanent teacher. In the meantime, there's a substitute with an appropriate last name. Chiquetta English is putting the students through their paces.
Say it again.
I have one backpack.
Observing it all from the back of the room is Miami Jackson's principal, Carlos Rios.
These kids basically all been here within a couple of months.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the one that's been here the longest has been 3 months, and we had one just entered a week ago.
Most of the newly arrived students at Miami Jackson are from Central America, part of the influx of unaccompanied minors that began showing up last year at the U.S.-Mexico border. After being detained by immigration officials, most were released to the care of relatives or friends. The largest numbers of migrant children are now clustered in Los Angeles, Houston, the Washington, D.C. area, and South Florida, where school is just getting underway. In the last several weeks, the Miami-Dade School District has enrolled about 1,400 children from Central America. That's 800 more than it enrolled last year. Rio says 170 of them are at Miami Jackson.
Obviously, the first week of school saw, you know, about 100 students come in, and it hasn't stopped. And there, you see the office out there. There's still parents coming in. There's still students coming in.
In the hallway, Rios chats with some of his new students. First stop for the new students is Miami Jackson's language lab. Sylvia Quiñones has been assessing their language skills and educational level.
Mostly level ones, no English. Some good background education where the language would be just the issue. And some with very little education where it's a bigger battle.
Many of the newcomers from Central America are living with family members who've already put down roots here in Miami. Kevin Caballero is a 15-year-old who's living with his father.
I came from Honduras and 6 months ago, I came here and I entered at school yesterday.
Because he went to a bilingual school in his home country, Caballero speaks a little English, but he's more comfortable in Spanish. With Quiñones interpreting, he says he left because of gang violence.
The parents were afraid because things aren't that great in Honduras, and they will go to school with fear.
Laura Nehera is another student who recently arrived from Honduras. She's 17, but comes with just a fifth grade education. She left home in Juticalpa after her uncle was gunned down by gangs. After taking a bus, she says she crossed the border with an older cousin.
Cuando llegamos como a México, me querían hacer daño. Pero mi primo se metió y no pasó.
When they got to Mexico, she says that I guess they were going to attempt rape, and the cousin protected her from that situation. That's scary.
Nahara is now reunited with her mother in Miami. Like Caballero and nearly all the recent arrivals, she's waiting for an immigration hearing, which will determine how long she can stay in the U.S. But a student's immigration status isn't a concern for Sylvia Quiñones and the other teachers at Miami Jackson. For the newcomers, Quiñones says she has a message she repeats often in the school's hallways.
And I'll pass by and I'll say, English! You need to practice your English!
The Miami-Dade School District has a history of educating students newly arrived in the U.S. It began in the 60s with Cubans and has continued since then with Haitians, Dominicans, and Venezuelans, among others. After a busy several weeks at Miami Jackson, the numbers of new students from Central America appear to be tapering off. Quiñones says, we're waiting for the next wave. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.